So the question was asked, being that we have two concepts, the concept of being focused in davening and not having things bother us, and we have the concept that our prayer is like standing before a king, what happens when the two come in conflict? If one has a tzitzit that bothers him, or his shirt's being tucked in bothers him. So I think we have to discern between a few points. There's a difference between being in the highest comfort level and being able to focus. We say don't have things that will disturb your focus. Can a person really say that when he goes to a wedding or when he participates in any important affair and his shirt is tucked in, that distracts him from what he's doing? I don't know. I mean, if a person were to say that, then we'd really have a question. But I find that really, I think most people, it takes a second to get used to, and maybe a few tefillot to get used to, but I really don't think that most people would say that breaks their concentration if their shirt is tucked in. I find that a little, I think it's a little far-fetched. I think, but you know, to each his own. If a person would say it breaks my concentration, I won't be focused when I daven, so then in this community, where you have a whole community of people look around you, the Datilumi world that walk around with their shirts untucked, I don't think it's completely disrespectful, and I think we could accept that. As far as the tzitzit over the shirt, so there are a few points. We should really separate the questions. Technically, if you open the Shulchan Aruch's preference is that you always wear the tzitzit over the shirt. So there's nothing wrong with wearing tzitzit over the shirt. That's the ideal way of wearing the tzitzit. We have to think of a few points, though. Point number one is, what crowd are you with? Is that a reflection of how you would honor the king? Remember, from God's perspective, none of this makes any difference. This is all the way we're supposed to treat the Ribbono Shel Olam. You know, like God says through the Nevi'im numerous times, are you hurting me? Are you helping me? Do I need your sacrifices? The Psukim say in numerous places throughout the Nevi'im, God says, the people ask God, should we fast? Now that the second temple is being rebuilt, should we continue fasting the fasts that the prophets fasted, that the prophets instituted? And God says, what, are you doing me any favors? Am I the one fasting here? And the same concept is mentioned throughout the prophets numerous times. So again, the question is our perspective. If we know that from our perspective, this is not the way we feel we are respecting anyone by walking around with our tzitzit outside, so then the question is, what are we saying? You know, that we found a halachic loophole because technically, halachically, it's a positive thing to wear the tzitzit outside, so I'm doing it. You know, if a person is a chassid, and he's in Hasidic circles where this is the norm, this is how we dress every day, we wear the tzitzit above our shirt, we wear a vest above our tzitzit, sometimes we take that vest off, sometimes we don't, but this is the norm. So, okay, here we run into a question of social norms. But if this is a way like people do in camp, I remember in New York, everyone walks with their tzitzit under their shirt, and then when you go upstate, when you go to the country and people are on vacation, so then they put the tzitzit on top of their shirt. It's a way of being on vacation. Now I'm cool. Cool, tarti mashma, right, in two ways. Okay, fine. I don't think that's the way a person should go into davening. Even though technically, halachically, wearing the tzitzit on top is a better way of wearing tzitzit. But that's not why we're doing it. And not only is that not why we're doing it, it's not the connotations we feel or anyone around us feel when we do that. And I would even contemplate, I would ask, I don't feel like I know enough to answer this question, but I think it's a question worth asking. If a person were to tell me that he is very, very, he's very hot wearing his tzitzit under his shirt, and so he has one of two choices, either to wear the tzitzit on top or not to wear the tzitzit, but he won't be able to focus with the tzitzit down below, which can be the case, you know. I was once learning in Beis Medrash where they had no heat. And wearing a wool tzitzit where they have no heat, that can really, I mean, could be tough. I switched to cotton. In the summer months, I wear a cotton tzitzit. What can I do? I saw I couldn't concentrate my learning. And putting the tzitzit on top only helps so much. At some point, that doesn't cut it. When the temperatures reach a certain level and the humidity reaches a certain level, that's just not going to make the difference. So I switched to cotton. But I'm not sure what would be the preference, you know, between wearing it on top and taking it off altogether for the Shmona Esrei. I don't know. Because again, it's a question of the connotations. It's a question of what our norms are. I think that if a person does wear it on top, he has what to rely on, being that the halacha is that the preferable way to wear tzitzit all the time is to wear it on top. I think that there's room to be considerate of wearing a nice tzitzit for tefillah. Whenever a person's walking around, the person should, like Shlomo Amel says in Koheles, Yiyu b'gadecha levanim, a person's clothing should always be white. A person's clothing should always be clean. That's a pasuk in Ecclesiastes in Koheles. But especially if we're going to put our tzitzit out for tefillah, so then I think it should be, especially then it should be clean. I always, you know, when I was in yeshiva in the summer months, and they didn't always turn on the air conditioning to save money, they'd leave it off a lot of the time. So I'd often take out my tzitzit, put it on top of the shirt, but I'd at least make sure that when I'm putting the tzitzit on top of the shirt, I try to make sure that's something that looks nice. I think that's something that's also something to think about. But at least for tefillah, I think that's I think so. I think that's a reflection of what we're doing. But again, I think it's a question worth asking as far as which is better between the two.